The Orange Catholic Foundation is pleased to bring you the following Father Spitzer homily.
Today's first reading is truly extraordinary because when you think about it, this is still happening several years. In other words, when Isaiah is giving this prophecy, it's occurring several years before Israel's release from the exile at Babylon. I mean, there's just no indication yet that, you know, Cyrus, the Persian, is going to release Israel from captivity. I mean, after all, this is a pagan empire. Why should he care about Israel, you know? Yet, at the same time, something happens. Something moves this man to actually allow Jerusalem, to allow the Jewish people to return to their homeland. And not only that, but he helps to rebuild the temple, and then his successor Darius helps to rebuild the temple as well, so that, of course, the walls of Jerusalem, the temple of Jerusalem is restored, right? And this, the period of the second temple begins. It's the most remarkable thing you've ever seen. Now, of course, that's a remarkable incident. I mean, I consider it pure divine providence working through these two Persians to, you know, allow Israel to sort of rise from its ashes. But what's even more extraordinary, to add, as it were, icing to the cake, is that Isaiah, several years before any of this completely unpredictable turn of events happens, there's Isaiah predicting it. You know, give comfort to my people, says the Lord. Israel, your exile is going to be at an end. And it goes on, right, to almost predict what is going to happen. Israel's going to be restored. They're going to come back to their home. And it's just amazing what a prophecy this is to show the goodness of the Lord to release his people from captivity. And now we see, in light of Christ, what St. Augustine called the fuller interpretation, right? Because the minute the church, Jesus comes into the world, Jesus is resurrected from the dead after his passion. The minute, of course, the passion and the Holy Eucharist, the Last Supper, becomes in the light of the resurrection, the gift of the Holy Spirit, and the initiation of the church becomes this point at which, you know, we now are liberated from our sins. We're liberated from Satan. We are liberated from the power of evil that is sending us to an eternal death. The moment, right, that we are liberated, then the church understands the full significance in light of the resurrection, the gift of the Holy Spirit, the full significance of Jesus' passion and mission and incarnation and gets the significance of it. Boom! What do? They go right to this passage from Isaiah. And they start using this passage, the fuller interpretation. It's not just Israel being liberated from Babylon, liberated from its exile. It's every one of us being liberated from Satan, being liberated from the power of evil, being liberated from death, being liberated from darkness, being liberated, you know, as it were, from all of the finitude and all of the emptiness of evil and alienation of evil, and brought into the light of Christ. So, I mean, the spiritual exile is over. The spiritual exile into the power of darkness is over. The spiritual exile into the power of death is over. And the church realizes and they go, oh my gosh, this applies much more to the event of Jesus. When Isaiah was uttering this absolutely remarkable, you know, prophecy prior to the restoration of Israel, he's not only talking about the temporal restoration of Israel, he's talking about the spiritual restoration of the whole of humanity forever through Jesus Christ's passion, death, resurrection, and of course, building upon the incarnation, which the church now sees is the crucial event for the eternal salvation of every one of us believers and those who are trying to follow God by the light of their own consciences if they do not know Christ. But the point is really clear. This is the good news that God has prepared for the world from the beginning of time. The fullest manifestation of the good news as proclaimed by the prophet Isaiah. He says, cry out. What shall I cry out? And now, says St. Augustine, cry this out. We are liberated from death and from darkness. We are brought into the fullness of eternity and light and love through Christ Jesus, our Lord. That's what Isaiah was saying. Much more than the liberation of a temporal kingdom. It's, of course, the complete spiritual liberation of us all. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to another podcast brought to you by the Orange Catholic Foundation.